Conférence est en cours d'enregistrement.
Okay, it's now recording.
Thank you very much, Desiree. Olivier Campanogon speaking. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone, for this cross-community working group on internet governance call on Thursday, the 28th of March, 2019. We've got a roll call that we need to have, so I'll hand the floor over to Desiree Cabrera to take the roll call.
Okay, in the room we have Barry Cobb, Judith Hellerstein, Marilyn Cade, Natalia Mochu, Ron De Silva, Youngam Lee, and Nero Lanticlo, I'm terribly sorry. For staff, we have Nigel Hickson, Lenny Markovsky, Vera Major, and myself, Desiree Cabrera. And for the chairs, we have Olivier Capin-Leblanc.
Thank you very much, Desiree. Olivier Capin-Leblanc speaking. And I do note that there is a number here that starts with a +201. I wonder who that person might be. Maybe it's somebody who's already been given. I see a hello from that number. Hadia Al-Minyawi, welcome, Hadia. So, welcome everyone to this call. Today is going to be a purely or mostly informational call and discussion call about our administrative work. So we're not going to be talking much about internet governance as in the topics itself, but we're going to be looking at the forthcoming work that we have in organizing a workshop at the WISIS Forum, organizing a workshop at the IGF, and hopefully we'll still have a bit of time to discuss what we do with the charter of this working group, and the charter being the charter of the cross-community working group that might be changed or will probably likely be changed to a cross-community engagement group. The discussion about the other charter, which was the charter of ICANN engagement with the outside world and with other organizations, will be the subject topic of a future call either next week or the week after. In a couple of weeks' time, once we've got that first chunk of work on the site, as you know, there was a lot of discussion in the face-to-face meeting of this working group regarding this ICANN engagement. And so that will require a single topic call that we'll be having soon. So today's call is going to be looking primarily at the WISIS Forum, which is happening very, very soon, and the IGF. I understand the deadline is very close, too. So are there any additions or amendments to the agenda at this point in time? No? Okay. Then let's proceed forward. And so the first thing is the WISIS Forum. Ah, just as I speak, Marilyn Cade has put her hand up. Marilyn, you have the floor.
Hi. Under AOB, can we also briefly discuss ICANN 65 and whether there's, given that it's such a short meeting and it's focused on policy, whether there will be any opportunity for engagement there. But I just want to put it on the agenda under AOB.
Thanks very much, Marilyn. Olivier Capin-Leblanc speaking. Let's put this under AOB. And I'm not seeing any other hands, so that's the only amendment we are making to the agenda. So the WISIS Forum, that's coming up very soon indeed. The date of the workshop, so the date that was allocated in the preliminary schedule, because would you believe it, a final schedule has not been published yet. The preliminary forum agenda has given us a slot on Thursday, the 11th of April, from 16:30 to 18:15. Slightly different from the usual. I think in past times we had a slot earlier in the week on the Monday or the Tuesday. But that's fine. It's a good room, Popov Room 1, for those people who know the ITU location. And so far what we have is just a very rough agenda, which effectively would be an introduction, presentation of the different stakeholder perspectives, and the topic of this workshop is ICANN, the GDPR, and who is. The status of where we are at the moment is that I've written a while ago to Kurt Pritz, who was the past chair of Workstream 1 EPDP, and his response, first he forwarded this over to the group, and he also responded that he could be interested in participating himself. I'm not sure whether we do have confirmation, and I'll hand the floor over to Nigel in a second to give us confirmations or non-confirmations from different participants. But we've spoken to, we've had him. We've also spoken to, we've seen some feedback, some questionable questions from some members of the group, why this is being done. Aidan Ferdelin wasn't too positive about this, but we did get some feedback from Kavos Araste that he wanted to be involved since, of course, he is based in Geneva. And also there might be someone from, let me just check my emails. Well, I might just give the floor to Nigel, who might have a full tally of the people that we might have lined up for this. Nigel Hickson.
Peter Major.
Yes, good afternoon. Nigel Hickson for the record. So the workshop is scheduled, as you rightly say, Olivier, and although the agenda is down as draft, I don't think it will change. I don't think they'll change the workshops at this stage. So, 16:30 on the Thursday. We have Kavus, as you rightly say, Kavus Araste, from GAC, and also a participant of the EPDP, has said he would take part and give an update of the EPDP work, the phase one of its work, which of course is now subject to consultation. So he's volunteered. We have from the organisation. We would Elena from our government engagement team has been involved in the Brussels end on this and is happy to contribute. We also had an offer from Laurie Schulman. She'll be in Geneva. She would be happy to take part as well. Clearly we ought to perhaps have a panel of three or four people. And as you say, we're still working on this. We initially exchanged some views that perhaps the sort of overall approach would be to have an update on what's taken place in the EPDP, to talk a bit about the phase two, what's going to happen on phase two, perhaps also to discuss what the technical group has been doing. This is the group set up by ICANN to look at the technical way of accessing in information. That's where we are at the moment.
Thanks very much for this update, Nigel. It's Olivier Trépanoblanc speaking. And so the question that we still have now, so we've got a business stakeholder, we've got government stakeholder, we have staff and implementation team. We might have, and we still have to get confirmation from Kurt, we might have the chair present as well. What we're still looking for is someone from to offer a civil society perspective. I know that you can do things remotely. When I was chairing things a few years ago, unfortunately, I wasn't in Geneva last year. I will be in Geneva on this occasion, so I'm certainly able to chair the session if required. But I remember we did have some problems with remote participation, and I don't know whether last year remote participation worked properly. And Marilyn, you mentioned who is proposed from business. I think we had spoken about, sorry, not business, but IPC, Laurie Schulman. So Nigel, how did remote participation work last year? Was that okay or not?
Thank you, Olivia. Nigel Hickson. Yes, we did have a remote participation, and I think it was better than it has been in previous years. Obviously, there's some advantage in having someone on the spot, so to speak. We've had a indication that you know, we could get remote participation. But there will be remote participation. Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for this, Nigel. It's Olivia speaking. So far, we have tried asking Tatiana Tropina if she was able to attend. Unfortunately, she is unavailable at the time. So we're trying to look for other European-based stakeholders that might be in Geneva at the time, bearing in mind there is no funding for any of these activities. So we do have to look at this. Marilyn mentions that she will check if Ben Wallace from Microsoft will be there. That would be an interesting thing. If you could please do so, that would be very helpful. As I said, if anybody has a suggestion for a civil society person, then that would be helpful too. The question, of course, is how will this be organized? And I think I mentioned the rough draft so far. So there would be an introduction. Maybe the first thing would be a quick rundown of what the EPDP has done. If Kurt is there, it would probably be great for him to have a few slides and explain exactly what the whole team had to do, what the task was, et cetera, what the problem statement was, because audiences at the WESIS are not particularly knowledgeable about these things. And really, the whole session is very much informational. We're not looking at having a debate of opinions, because that is probably just likely to confuse people on the ground. But we're more like, what we're looking for is to really showcase what the great work that this committee has done, and provide some stakeholder perspectives on perhaps even their personal perspective on how they thought the work went ahead, and then provide a roadmap or a kind of an indication of what phase two is going to be about, and pretty much laying the road for being able to come back next year maybe with an explanation of what happened in phase two. I'm just sort of wildly guessing where we might wish to go, but that was a sort of overall helicopter view of it all. Does anyone have any points that they'd like to make on this? And I note that Ben Wallace is indeed on the call, and I'm not sure, Ben, if I could put your ask you if you were going to be. In fact, I should ask everyone who is on the call today who actually will be in Geneva for the WESIS Forum. I see Marilyn Cade's hand is up, so Marilyn, you have the floor.
Thank you. Well, I nominated him, not realizing he was on the call, but Ben is tied up at that time. So why don't I talk with Ben about our colleagues from the business constituency offline. I'll just pop him an email. I'll private chat you, and we can think about whether there is someone who will be there from the business community who is expert enough in this topic that they could actually contribute as a business constituency. We don't have to have all the constituencies. I'm not suggesting that that's necessary, but he and I can check on this. I wanted to make a separate comment about my experience when I chaired about the remote participation. The only thing that saved us, and it was actually a difficulty on the part of the speaker in the timing of availability, but what saved us was the speaker had sent a PowerPoint and a detailed statement, which I was able then to use in going through her slides. That was very effective in terms of substantive content. It wasn't helpful, of course, in being able to take
take questions as it wasn't truly interactive. But I think we might want to have a backup if we decide we're going to rely on remote participation. My own experience is remote participation doesn't work very well for speakers. It can work for asking questions.
Marilyn, it's Olivia speaking. What did you mean by this, that it would work for speakers but not to ask questions?
No, quite the contrary. I was saying it doesn't work well for speakers.
Oh, but it works well to ask questions. Okay,
but
so effectively the remote participants work well when they just have to make a short intervention, but if they actually have to provide a full presentation or a long thing, that doesn't quite, does it kind of break the dynamic or?
It's Marilyn again. I haven't found it to be a reliable medium, always predictable. So in past experiences, you're looking for the speaker, you may have to take them out of order, they encounter technical difficulties, et cetera.
Yeah, thanks very much for this, Marilyn. It's Olivia speaking. I've had similar experiences and hence the concern that I have. Nigel, I guess we really have to try and find, looking at the whole list of the people that are available or that are part of the EPDP, maybe even looking at alternates, let's try and isolate someone from civil society, because I'd like to get that angle as well in
yes.
the room. And but I can see that we appear to be rather well covered on the other points if Marilyn manages to find someone from the business constituency.
Yes, thank you, Olivier, and we can certainly follow up on that. I mean, there are possibly people in the wider community that have been following, you know, from civil society, that have been following this very very closely and could give a perspective as well. But and Tatiana is unfortunately, as you say, not able to who was a very active member of the PDP is unfortunately not able to be in Geneva, but she said if we do need her, she should be prepared to do remote participation, but with the caveat, of course, that Marilyn has flagged.
Okay, thanks very much. Any other comments or questions regarding the organization of the WISIS Forum? I'm not seeing any hands up, so I think we can move on.
Actually,
anybody else? Marilyn Cade.
Marilyn, do we have a designated speaker from the technical group? I never get their name right. Do we have someone from that group already identified?
Thanks, Marilyn. Nigel, yeah, you mentioned the name.
Yes, the TSG, the technical. It's on the tip of my tongue. It's the group that's been looking into the technical process of having access through RDAP into the databases. We've reached out to the group and asked if there was a speaker from it, because I think it gives an interesting perspective on another aspect of this. So we would certainly hope to have someone from it, and I'll update us on that one. Thanks.
Thank you, Nigel. Yeah, the TSG is this technical study group.
Yes, sorry.
Has a number of big names on it, so I'm hoping that some of them will be present at the WISIS Forum. Marilyn, your hand is still up. Okay, thank you. Right, well, that's one thing that's pretty much on the road, and hopefully within the next couple of days that will be flying. Now, the next thing with a short deadline is the organization of an IGF workshop. In past times, the working group has filed for IGF workshops. I know that last year, unfortunately, I think that we were not able to have a workshop because it wasn't, we didn't manage to get one. Then, of course, the selection was very tight because there was such a short meeting. This year, the meeting taking place in Paris will be longer. So the question is whether we would be interested in filing for a workshop. Just as a reminder, there is a page which looks at our past workshops. Let me just put it in the chat. And it's got links to all of the past workshop proposals for IGF. And of course, we've had three out of the four that actually took place. The first one in 2015 was multi-stakeholder internet governance INF stewardship. The second one was post-INF transition ICANN. The third one was multi-stakeholder governance of the domain name system, lessons learned for other internet governance issues. And the one that didn't go through last year was the town hall to take stock of achievements to date on key internet governance issues. So we now are faced with an April 12 deadline for submitting a workshop, and I guess it's the right time to discuss any suggestions that we might have on this. Just as a starting point, in the past, we have actually the workshops we've submitted for the IGF were quite similar to the workshops that we had for the WSIS Forum. That being said, this year's IGF being several months, in fact, nearly, 6 months, 7 months after the WSIS Forum, I'm not sure whether the topic of Workstream 1 and who is issues and expedited PDP will still be an interesting topic when the IGF takes place in November. So we also have to keep that one in mind. I'll open the floor now. If there are suggestions for topics, or if you think this the current topic for WSIS is a good one, or whether there's any other suggestions, or whether maybe if you think that this time we should not be engaging with the IGF at all. Hadia Aminyawi, let's start with you. Hadia, you have the floor.
Thank you, Olivier. So I think actually the topic of the WSIS is a good one, the EPDP. And I assume 6 months from now, the work on a standardized access model would have actually begun. And decisions and the multi-input and feedback, I think, in this regard, would be scary. So I think such a workshop would be beneficial also to the work of the EPDP team itself. That's just a thought. Thank you.
Thank you, Hadia. It's Olivier speaking. I do have a quick question on what you've just said here. Would you say we should focus on Workstream 1, or should there be a Workstream 1 implementation, or should there be a mix of Workstream 1 and Workstream 2, or should we focus solely on Workstream 2?
I think our focus should be on phase two. Phase one has already put the base of the work of phase two, and this workshop I think could be useful in brainstorming issues related to the standardized access and based on the words of this one. So my idea is to work, to have the workshop concentrating on phase one, based on phase two, based on the work of phase one.
Okay, thanks for this, Hadia. Next is Marilyn Kate.
Thanks. And thanks, Judith, for reminding me to mute. But I don't have a dog, so unless you hear a cat yowling in the background, that's not me. For topics, I'm going to ask us to think outside of the box. I think, thank you for mentioning the page. I would just say, as somebody who's spent a lot of time, Vinny's on the call, so as a MAG member, so perhaps we could hear from him as well. I've listened in to all the MAG calls and the discussion about themes. There are only three topical areas, and while data governance is one of them, there's another one that I'd like us to give some serious consideration to, which may seem a bit it would require us to think about speakers from the community, not from the CCWG itself so much. And that is the topic of security and stability, which is one of the extremely hot topics for all governments and at the UN. And, of course, we all know was also a hot topic at the ITU Plentypot as well. But it's a growing concern, the safety and security of individuals, use and misuse of the DNS, the stability issues that perhaps the Internet is how resilient the Internet is, the alternative approaches to bringing security to the Internet. And it, to me, it's a very timely topic, and it's also much more predictable, frankly, than work groups, work stream two is going to be. We don't yet have a chair for work stream two. We would be submitting a proposal by the 12th without the ability to, which is only a couple of weeks, without the ability to put a lot of substance in, into what that group is going to have accomplished by the time of the IGF. Alternatively, we could also consider a second proposal for a flash session focused just on the Workstream 2, which would be only a 20 or 30 minute session, but it would be a way to provide a briefing and an update that is about the work on Workstream 2. So my vote is at least let's strongly consider security, stability, and resiliency.
Thank you very much for this, Marilyn. Olivier Clifford of Blanc speaking. And I am seeing Javier's hand. Is that a new hand that you have?
Okay, that's an old hand, but I was going to raise my hand and say that I do agree with Marilyn on focusing on security, resiliency, and stability. And I would like to note that access to standardized access to new GTLD registration data is part of the security and stability of the Internet, because it is data that is used by law enforcement and cybersecurity people. Thank you. I'm saying that it could be part of this theme.
Could be. Okay, thanks for this, Hadia. Hadi Al-Minyawi. Just a question to clarify here. Are you basically saying that you could have an aspect of the topic of security and stability that would be explaining the EPDP phase two access topic? Are you basically saying you could fold this into a wider security and stability workshop?
Yes, like I'm saying that the security and stability workshop could have more than one topic on it that address security and stability issues. And one of the topics addressing security and stability issues could be the need for the or the use, whatever we decide the workshop should look like, the need or the use of the new GTLD registration data. So it's just one topic of many.
Okay, thank you very much for this. Is there anyone on the call who wishes to add to this or comment? I'm not seeing any other hands at the moment. What I would suggest, I've now taken notes on this, so we've got, well, 2.5-ish proposals. We've got one to either have a workshop on the EPDP, or workshop, when I say workshop, by the way, I use the term workshop, it could be a round table, whatever format it is, on EPDP. The alternative, the second topic, or the second thing is to think outside the box and to have one on security and stability. And I gather that because this is an ICANN or this is a workshop that would be proposed by us, it would have to be focusing primarily on security and stability relating somehow to the ICANN mission. And Hadia mentioned that one aspect of it could be the work stream two work on the EPDP, the need or use of GTLD registration data, and then, of course, other aspects that would work, I guess, with the SSAC people, with the RSSAC people, and the route, et cetera. That also has some wings to fly. And then with the added thing that we could have a flash topic also, just providing a quick update, more details and a quick update on what's been happening in Workstream 2. So I think that what next steps are for us is to, I can just send this over to our mailing list, obtain feedback on that, and because we're not going to decide here with the number of people that are on the call today. So I should share this with the group by email and get their feedback and see where we go from there. Unless there is anyone who objects to this way forward, or if anyone has any other topic that they would suggest for the workshop or roundtable. Okay, so that's the way forward then. So the action item is for Olivier to send the list of potential topics for the workshop proposal at IGF. Now, finally, and by the way, as a follow-up to this, we'll put it on the mailing list, give it a few days to see if there's feedback, and then I would really require your help. We'll create a wiki page for the workshop, and it would be helpful if you can all chip in to prepare the workshop request, because I know that Nigel has been doing that in past years. But having a starting text, and what would be particularly helpful is those people that are following the MAC consultations very closely, you know the kind of language that actually hits the right mark on the MAC and that gets the high marks. You know how to structure a presentation or workshop proposal or session proposal so that this raises interests on the MAC. The last thing we want is for this to be glossed over and looked at and said, ah, well, you know, whatever, that's just another one of these workshops we're not interested in. So we will require your assistance. Let's move to the next thing, and that's the charter update, and that's the
Olivia.
Yes, Nigel.
Sorry to interrupt. I should have put my hand up, but I'm using too many hands. So, very briefly, Nigel Hickson. So, yes, I agree. I mean, it would be what we need is in addition to just, you know, saying this is a good idea, we need some descriptive paragraphs or sentences, as you rightly said, so we have a good input on this. Also, we need suggested speakers. The workshop application for the IGF has to have a number of speakers. We have to have at least three confirmed speakers, and they need to be from different regions, etc. So we need to do some thinking on this. It's quite stringent requirements for workshop applications. I mean, if we wanted a flash session, then I think it's slightly different. But if we want to put in a workshop proposal, then we have to do a fairly thorough piece of work. Thank you very much.
Thanks for this, Nigel. It's Olivier Capanablanc speaking. What I would suggest is if we were to go the direction of the EPBP phase two and only that, then we would have to get back to the EPBP chair or ex-chair and ask them to share this with their colleagues to find out who from the EPBP would be available to go to the IGF and would be planning to be president of the IGF. That in the same way as we've done it for the Weekly Forum, and I gather maybe there will be more people than for the Weekly Forum. If we were to go the second way, and this is the one which is primarily for the security and stability, then I would suggest to get in touch with the SSAC and the RSSAC and perhaps any of the communities that are involved. I know that the SOs and ACs all have a group that deals with security and stability or subgroup. So ask them to also provide suggested speakers for this. But I guess the first thing is give it 5 days. Once it's on the mailing list, give it 5 days to get feedback on which one of those two directions we take. And if we can take the direction A or direction B, that will determine who we get in touch with. We still have until the 12th, and I know that we've always done things at the very last moment, but 5 days will take us over to, the 2nd, and then we can immediately, in the week of the 2nd of April, send out requests to the different SOs and ACs and get some volunteers. And I gather that people here or in our group can make suggestions of people so we can get in touch with them directly. Does that fly with you, Nigel? Is that okay?
Sorry, yes, Olivia, that makes a lot of sense. Thank you.
Super. Thanks very much. Now, the last thing is the charter update before we get AOB, because we still have an AOB to discuss. Charter update, right. Well, a quick summary of where we are. For those people that weren't in the face-to-face meeting, where we are at present is a little bit between things. Technically speaking, this is not a cross-community working group on internet governance anymore now because it's only chartered by the ALAC. The GNSO has withdrawn, as you know, some time ago. The CCNSO has not formally withdrawn but has said they would not be part of a cross-community engagement group, even though they would send a liaison or someone, they would have someone that would be working hand-in-hand with the group. The informal feedback received from the GNSO was that some members of the GNSO were somehow concerned about the term cross-community because it wasn't strictly cross-community since not all of the community members were available or were participating. So it was kind of an incomplete cross-community engagement group. Frankly, I don't really care about the name of the group. The feedback we've received from everyone is that there is a need for this platform for engagement. The feedback from the GAC has been that, again, there is an interest from GAC members to participate. There is no overall consensus as to whether the GAC should participate as a chartering organization for the group. So we're in kind of in the middle ground at the moment, and I do know that there are other groups operating in ICANN that are not strictly chartered. One is the Cross Community Work Party on human rights. I remember there was also an engagement group on accessibility that did some work, and that actually related well with staff and put forward recommendations for accessibility. But that had a beginning and an end. Our group is really just an ongoing group. So really, that's where we are. It's worth noting that Nigel and his team are likely to continue supporting this group, and that the board working group on internet governance has also said that they would definitely continue interfacing with the group that we have. But it's just that we don't actually have something now that we can call this group by and that would be chartered. Oh, yes, I forgot the ALAC. The ALAC has just said they'll go along with anything that comes along, and they'll be happy with either a chartered group or a non-chartered group, perhaps with a preference with a chartered group of some sort, so that there is this essential linkage between the different communities, you know, a formal link between the different communities in ICANN and the group itself, not just members of the different communities that take part in this working group like a pastime occupation. Let me open the floor. I've rambled enough. Marilyn Cade.
Thank you. Marilyn speaking. So if I could summarize the key ingredients to bake a cake, they're not good on sports analogies. I think that's what we're talking about, trying to make sure that we have the key ingredients to make this an effective and key participants to make this an effective advisor to ICANN org, and also to ensure that the ICANN board respects our input and listens to it. And I'm pleased we have one board member on, so I'm going to be very clear about this statement, and frankly to more strongly encourage the ICANN org to take into account in a consultative way the input of this group, not just create a situation where we learn about decisions after the fact. And I don't mean that to be a criticism. I mean that to be a challenge to us as the group, because I think in the past we may have been a little bit behind the eight ball in getting strong suggestions out that could then be respected and understood in the work that ICANN has to do in a very timely manner. So I agree with you. I don't care what the name is. I do, however, care deeply that the commitments you've referenced, that the working group at the board, I may have the name wrong, but Ron can help me with that, I think, that Leon, I think, now chairs. I care deeply that our whatever we are has a regularized face-to-face encounter with an exchange of views with that group, that ICANN staff who are engaging in international fora are sharing information with us in a bilateral way, a two-way flow of information, and that we are doing substantive thinking that can add value. So for me to continue to put a lot of work into this, that's what I'm looking for. Let's be substantive. Let's be knowledgeable. Let's add value. Let's make sure we have access, and let's make sure that our views are taken into account. That will then allow, just to be frank, you know, Ben and I are on the call from the BC. I've been here from the beginning, but Ben and I have to reflect back to the BC why this group matters.
Thanks very much for this, Marilyn. It's Olivier Capanello speaking. We do have a charter, a proposed charter that we've sent to everyone, and I was just looking at our wiki pages, and it's still not there. I'm going to put an action item for myself as well to add that charter to the right location on our wiki pages so that we've got an easy location to find that proposed charter. And then from that, I guess that, Marilyn, you pointed out joining a small drafting group. Perhaps could you then take the bits of that charter to I wasn't going to say water it down, because we're not actually watering it down. What we're doing is just to concentrate it even more and get the essence of the charter into an even smaller document that we can then get the different participants of the group to sign up to, and perhaps even get a signature from the SOs and ACEs that they are interested in engaging in this. So they don't need to charter it, but certainly they would engage in it. Is that the way forward? Is that what you were thinking of?
I'm so sorry. The small drafting group I was proposing was for the SSR paragraph for the workshop. No, I'm not backing out. I'm helping also on looking at the charter, but I think those need to be two separate. So one thing I volunteered was to put together anyone who wants to join me. We can put a couple of paragraphs together on the SSR workshop, right? And then secondly, I'm happy to work on the charter with others that might want to work on that as well.
Okay, thanks for this, Marilyn. That's the problem when one reads the chat and there is no time, exact time definition on the chat or coordination between what's happening on the chat and what's happening on the call. And I get my things completely messed up, but sorry about this. Any other thoughts? Anyone else on the call regarding the charter? What way forward would you suggest? I've mentioned one possible way forward. Is there anything else on that? I mean, for the time being, we've been pretty much able to function the way that we've always functioned with staff support and with being able to get the rooms that we need during our face-to-face and public meetings. We've had good feedback on that. And the feedback from the different SOs and ACs has not been, well, we want you to stop, but it's just been that we're not sure we can charter things as such because of the implications of what chartering means. And the main implication being that internet governance is a complex space. Some of the SOs and ACs are not directly involved with them, and some of them have members that are directly involved with them and that their views might conflict with the views that we might hold as a consensus view in our group. And indeed conflict with the view of ICANN org and ICANN staff, I don't know. Marilyn Cade, your hand is still up. Okay, hand is down. Hadia mentions that she agrees with the proposal going forward, my proposal for going forward. Okay, I'm not seeing any other hands, so let's move on to AOB and the any. Nigel?
Sorry, Olivia, I haven't got access to the
good Nigel manner. Whenever I think I should call upon you before I was moving on to the next thing. So
not
Nigel,
not at all. I do apologize. So No, I just wanted to say that on the charter, of course, that we had reached out to the Government Advisory Committee. You and I did a presentation to them in Kobe. The GAC leadership are considering whether to be a chartered member. So that is ongoing. I mean, you know, whether it comes back with anything is, you know, time will tell. But that, you know, just to note that is ongoing. And the second point to make is the commitment of the organisation to this vehicle. And, you know, it doesn't matter about the exact nature of the vehicle, but what matters, I think, is as Marilyn and others have said, that we continue a dialogue and that we have good relationships between this vehicle and the organisation and the board working group, etc. So I'll just make that point. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Nigel. Olivier Crépin-Leblanc speaking. So the next thing then in our agenda is the any other business, and the matter of business which was suggested for AOB was speaking about ICANN 65, the next meeting that will take place in Marrakesh. The question was whether there will be both a face-to-face meeting and a public session, bearing in mind that this is a short meeting since it is called the Policy Forum. Now, looking back at previous years, in Panama, the last Policy Forum, we had a face-to-face meeting, but we did not have a public meeting. A year earlier in Johannesburg, we had a face-to-face meeting, but we did not have a public meeting as such. And I believe the year earlier, which would be Helsinki, we had a face-to-face meeting as well, but we did not have a public meeting. So looking at prior sessions, the last time we had a public session in a June meeting was in Buenos Aires at ICANN 53, which is quite a number of years ago. That's in 2015. And it looks likely that we could ask for a face-to-face session, but not a public session for this meeting. Does that answer your question? Marilyn Kate. I think it was Marilyn that brought this topic forward.
Hi, thank you. I think trying to have a face-to-face is good, and I think Peter is supporting that as well. I just think realistically, given the limitations of time, also not to create competing ideas, but I think we have to be practical here that the cross-community working group on auction proceeds has to have a substantive amount of time. The EPDP, I need to get those letters branded on my hand probably. The EPDP is probably going to be seeking substantive time. So doing more than a face-to-face doesn't seem pragmatic. And if we just institutionalize that and then planned ahead for Montreal, that would seem very, very practical and reasonable.
Okay, thanks for this, Marilyn. So Olivier speaking. Any other comments? Marilyn Cade, you've put your hand up now. Okay, Nigel, are we clear on this then? I'm not seeing any other hands up, so I think that we're fine with proceeding with asking for just a face-to-face meeting.
Yes, Olivia, this is Nigel Hickson. Yes, of course we can pursue that. Thank you.
What we might have, and this is, it's Olivia speaking, just mentioning in the past, I think in some occasions on the B meeting, we've just been afforded a one-hour face-to-face meeting. So it would be rather short, or it might be rather short. I'd like to argue that we need a 90-minute meeting because 1 hour with the changeover from one session to another ends up being 50 or 45 minutes, and then you just get into the topic and it's gone. So let's try and go for a 90 minutes. I'm well aware that it's going to be a busy, very busy face-to-face meeting and a very busy policy forum. I know that the EPDP and other groups are asking themselves whether they would have sessions. In fact, the SOAC, SGC, RALO chairs are currently discussing as to whether there should be many public, cross-community discussions, and perhaps reducing that to two slots from the three or four that there were in prior meetings. So let's play it by ear at this point in time, but let's start with just focusing on the face-to-face meeting, and that's probably quite likely that we can obtain it, seeing the history of the policy forum in the past. Any other business? And I note there is some chat going on in the chat regarding the drafts and regarding the submission of drafts for the IGF workshop. And I'd like to thank Ben for being able to help out here with some potential document templates that will help with the drafting. I'm not seeing any other hands. Nigel Hickson, are there any other things that we need to discuss on this call?
No, Olivier, thank you. Thank you very much. I think that's been very, very productive. I mean, there's a lot going on, as you say. We're just a flag. Marilyn, I know, has flagged this before. We're taking part with a number of other organizations, ITU, Right NCC, WIPO, and IFOC next week. We're doing a panel on capacity building at the UNCTAD e-commerce week. UNCTAD have a public e-commerce week, and we're doing a panel at that next week, just to flag that. Thank you.
Okay, thanks very much for this update. Any other updates? And I'm not seeing any hands. I'm absolutely mortified because I'm always late on closing calls, but today, with no further hands, I'm glad to be able to end this call at exactly half past 4 UTC. What is it? So it's 16:30 UTC, which is great. So thank you, everyone, for being on the call. And this call is now ended. Let's follow up on the mailing list. Thank you.
Thank you.